Blog Talk Radio.
Brought your burdens, brought your pain, but I have a message for you today, that when you leave here, it won't be the into your position. Look at you, there's been no change in your condition. Reach out and touch the master's robe. There's healing for your mind. Oh, your body and hallelujah. God can heal.
God can heal.
Oh, yeah.
He can heal.
And he can mend a broken.
He can mend your broken head.
He has. About the situation, but with every test and every trial, there is revelation that God is able to supply every one of your needs. He's here to touch and heal you. That you'll have your healing. Once God works a miracle to feed your needs, go tell the Lord, oh, what you have received. Hallelujah.
Lord,
for the good of them that love the Lord. Call according to his purpose, thank you, Lord. Right where you are, come on and tell him.
Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Will you open up your mouth and just thank God right now? Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name, Father God. Come on, enter in with all faith. Come on, surrender all over whatever it is. Amen. Hallelujah. Before you came on this side, whatever it is, hallelujah, right now, come on, surrender it all over to God. Amen. Give it all over to him right now and let God have his way. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree to God Psalm 34 this morning. Amen. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall boast of in the Lord. Amen. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. And he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked to him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him and delivers them. Amen. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints. There's no want to those who fear him. Amen. Hallelujah. The young lion lacks and suffers hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. Come, you children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Who is the man who desires his life and loves many days that he may see good? Amen. Keep your tongue from evil and keep, hallelujah, and your lips from speaking deceit. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous. Amen. And his ears are open to their cries. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is good to those who have a broken heart and save such as have a contrite spirit. I want you to receive on today all that God has for you. Do not be deceived by the wicked. But the Bible says in Psalm 34, 19 to 22, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Amen. He guards all his bones. Not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and those who hate righteousness shall be condemned. The Lord redeems the soul of his servants, and none of those who trust in him shall be condemned. Will you trust God on today? Will you trust God to do a new thing in your life, do a new thing in you and for you? Will you come today like no other day before, truly believing, truly surrendering all, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, decree and declare, I'm not going to leave here the same. I'm going to receive all that God has for me right now, right here, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, because I come by faith, amen, and I shall receive by faith, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh, Father God, if it had not been for you, my Lord, my God, where would we be? Heavenly Father, we come right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, creator of all, in all, for all, we come to you this morning with a humble spirit to be forgiven and delivered from all that's not of you. Lord, we come thanking you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. We thank you for new mercies and new grace, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul and those in our family. We thank you, oh God, for every beat of our heart and every breath that we take, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you're with us, oh God, that you never leave us or forsake us. We thank you, oh God, it's you that gave your angels charge over us, oh God, keeping us safe from seen and unforeseen dangers of this world. Oh, Lord, we thank you, oh God, for loving us, that you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus of Christ, our Lord and Savior, to pay the price for our sins. We thank you that he died on the cross for us and rose again on the third day. We confess that Jesus is Lord over every area of our lives. We thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ that redeemed us from the curse of the law of sin and death. We thank you for our salvation, which included healing, deliverance, protection. We thank you that Jesus bore all our shame and carried our infirmities away. We thank you that Jesus came to set the captives free. Amen. Father, we repent right now. Hallelujah. We repent for ever agreeing with the devil lies. Amen. Hallelujah. We repent right now for opening doors that allow the enemy to get a stronghold in our minds. We repent for sins of omission and commission. We repent for practicing sin, opening and seeking and defiance of your love. Now we break and destroy all the agreements with the enemy right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We remove every lie, hallelujah, that the enemy has told us about who we are. Amen. What we are worth, who you are, and what we can and cannot do in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We renounce all thoughts and feelings of fear, anxiety, shame, guilt, condemnation, rejection, addiction, perversion, anger, rage, wrath right now. Hallelujah. Bitterness, contention, control, depression, doubt, grief, hatred, hurt, infirmity, jealousy, lack, loneliness, lying, and lust, obsession, occultness, and pain, pride, religious spirits, python spirits, levitant spirits, familiar spirits, rebellion, resentment, mental illness, revenge, soul ties, suicide, trauma, unbelief, unclean spirits, anything else that's not of the Holy Spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, we choose now by the power of our will to forgive anyone who has hurt us, abused us, abandoned us, betrayed us, lied to us, disappointed us, or otherwise wronged us. We forgive them all now, and we ask you to forgive them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We forgive ourselves, amen. Please, Heavenly Father, give us the grace to walk in forgiveness as a lifestyle, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, give us the grace, Lord God, to walk in your spirit and not in the flesh, or to be led by the enemy lies. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Heavenly Father, by faith, we receive, hallelujah, your mercy, grace, and forgiveness. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that our past is under the blood of Jesus Christ, and we are redeemed, amen, by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We are protected by the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. We break and bind every generational curse from our life and our family bloodline right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Holy Spirit of the living God, have your way. We break any, hallelujah, in all vows, pledges, ceremonies, and unholy oaths and lines we may knowingly, unknowingly made with the devil. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we draw a bloodline now, and we decree in the crowd we are redeemed from all curse because you were made a curse on the cross, that we may receive your blessings. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree in the crowd by faith that Jesus is our Savior, our Lord, our healer, our deliverer, our comforter, our inner our advocate, our standby, and he loves us. We receive your love now, Heavenly Father. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we stand against every spirit that is on us or attacking us, of those in our family with the blood of Jesus Christ. And we command it, in the name of Jesus Christ, every evil spirit in us or on us or attacking us to loose us right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I break and destroy the power of every evil assignment against our lives and those in our family and those we're in charge of our lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I command any, hallelujah, evil spirit in us to come out. Come out of us right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, devil, you have no right to us. We are blood washed and we holy and redeemed. We're saved. We belong to Jesus and you have no right to our lives. We take authority over you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we command you to go and never to return. Loose us and leave us. Come out of us. Come out of us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I thank you, Lord God, that the anointing has broken the yoke of bondage. I thank you, Lord God, and who the Son has set free is free indeed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I thank you, Lord God, it is so that we are free. We thank you for freedom in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for our deliverance. We thank you, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, for our liberty. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for setting us free. We thank you for your glory, hallelujah, your Shekinah glory. Help us now to walk in our salvation, our healing with deliverance with godliness here, as your word commands, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Help us to capture every thought that defies your word. Help us to replace wrong thoughts with your thoughts. Help us, oh God, to stand against all retaliation of the enemy, against our breakthrough, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Teach us to walk in your ways, in your stature, strengthen us in our inner man. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. Fill us to overflow with your living water, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh, Father God, let the wicked be purged off the land this morning. Hallelujah. Let the wicked be purged off the land, oh God, that we, your children, may live in peace and enjoy this new day that you've given us in peace. Amen. Heavenly Father, you are our Lord in whom we trust. As we seek you, we put our trust in you that you will bless our day. This day that you have given us, God, that it will be a great day. We thank you for miracles, signs, and wonders will happen in our lives. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, take over as we pray this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, do a new thing in us right now. And I thank you for it, Lord. Heavenly Father, as we start our day, remove every evil that is planned to ruin this day. Remove every plan of attack of the enemy. Even as we start this day, before the attack comes, let it be removed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord, for you are good and your mercy endures forever. Amen. Oh, Lord, let every, hallelujah, let every plan of attack be removed. Hallelujah, the enemy is set up to ruin this day for us and our family and loved ones, oh God. We decree and declare victory on this morning, amen. Hallelujah, we just want to say thank you, Father God. We thank you for your promises. We thank you for your promises of yes and amen. As we come to you this morning, Father God, we, hallelujah, we come to you with a heart of thanksgiving. And we thank you for all the good things in our lives, for you are the creator of all good things. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your presence, for in your presence is the fullness of our joy. And in your, hallelujah, in your presence we have purpose. Because of your presence, we are glad to be here. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your plan that we may have a full life and enjoy it. Hallelujah, in heaven in abundance to overflowing. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your provisions that all our needs are met according to your riches and glory, and that we may prosper in all areas of our life, even as our soul prospers. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you that, hallelujah, for your protection, that your perfect love casts out all fear, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you're, hallelujah, my Lord, my God. We thank you for your peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding. Amen. The peace that keeps us calm and secure through adversity. The peace that leads us, amen, through all the storms that come into our lives. Father, we thank you for our life, and most of all, we thank you for your presence in it. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, touch every heart and mind this morning that's on the line. All that have an ear to hear, oh God, let them receive, oh God, what you're saying. Amen. Remove every spiritual, hallelujah, deafness right now, that we may receive from you, oh God, divine direction and instruction, oh God. Lord, we ask Heavenly Father, what is it that you have for us to do, oh God? And Lord, we pray right now in Jesus Christ's mighty name, let us receive your strength, oh God. Lord, be our strength, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, strengthen our spirit, man, as we come down daily to this flesh, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, crucifying our flesh in the desires of the flesh right now. And we just want to say thank you. Oh Lord, we can't thank you enough. We bless your holy name, Father God. We bless your name, Lord. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind our Satan's evil, wicked, demon, lying, unclean, perverse, tormented spirits and strong men and messengers, their eyes blind, their ears deaf to our prayers and conversation and actions, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Unless we speak directly to them, we bind them and command them not to manifest in our presence, the presence of anyone that we're around today, the presence of anyone that we pray for today, or in the presence of our homes, our cars, our trusts, our offices, our properties, our buildings, our businesses, our ministries, our marriages, our finances. Amen. Heavenly Father, we ask that you shut any doors that need to be shut and open any doors that need to be opened in the spiritual and natural realms of our lives in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we apply the blood of Jesus Christ over those doorways and ask that the enemy be rendered powerless and harmless so they cannot come back through those doorways ever again to our homes, our properties, our cars, our trucks and workplaces, our businesses, our finances, our minds, our ministries, our spouses' workplaces, our children, their schools, their workplaces, our friends, our loved ones, and all that we're concerned about in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that God be the glory. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Oh, Heavenly Father, we ask you to give us divine healing right now in every area of our lives. Our spirit, mind, will, and emotions, physical being in accordance to your divine plan in order for our lives. Amen. And those in our family, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we receive your divine healing, wholeness, and newness of life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we ask you to expand in us your territories. Lord, we ask for to receive beauty, for ask the oil of joy for morning, the garment of praise and the spirit of heaviness. Amen. For we are the trees of righteousness, the plant of the Lord our God, that you may be glorified in the name of Jesus Christ. That will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. We pray, oh God, with thanksgiving. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we ask you to give us and every person that we pray for today or pray for today. Amen. According to John 16 and 23. Amen. The manifestation of every miracle and every healing that you've given to us and the manifestation of divine healing and divine health. Amen. In each of our bodies and their bodies. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you according to John 14, verse 13 and 14 to cover us with your anointing, glory, and tangible presence, oh God. Give us a fresh new release and flow in our inner man with rivers of living water springing up forth abundantly with life. Life abundant, oh God. Fill us, oh God, to overflowing and we're humbling with your favor, compassion, and love, your wisdom and understanding. Anoint us to hear your voice and not that of a stranger. Cause us to clearly discern your voice over that of a strange voice, oh Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, give us your eyes to see spiritually, amen, and the heart to understand and be led by your Holy Spirit. Clearly help us to be bold, confident, and be obedient to do your will. Fill us with your gifts, anointings, and blessings, and all else that you have for us, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, Father. We bless your holy name, Lord. Heavenly Father, I ask you to fill each of us right now with your precious Holy Spirit. I ask you to fill each of us with all the fruit of your spirit, oh God, your Holy Spirit, including your love, your joy, your peace, your gentleness, your goodness, your meekness, your faithfulness, your self-control, oh Lord. Heavenly Father, in Christ Jesus' holy name, I ask you to fill, hallelujah, all of us today and all that we will bring to the altar, every family member and loved one, God, today with your Holy Ghost anointing and power. Cover us with your presence, your anointing, your power, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord God, we ask you to heal us and fill us with your Holy Spirit and power. Cover us, Lord, with your anointing and presence, and to fill us and seal us with your peace, character, and nature. We ask you to do all these things in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, according to John 14 and 14. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for your mighty armor that you have provided for us. We put on us the full armor of God, amen, right now, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the girdle of truth, amen, the sandals of peace, and the shield of faith, which protects and guards us from all the fiery darts of the enemy. And we pick up the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God that we choose to use against all the forces of evil in our lives, amen. We place on our feet the sandals of peace of the Lord Jesus Christ of the kingdom of God. And we ask you, Lord God, according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to be our God and shield about us. Take us into the cleft of the rock underneath your mighty wings. According to Psalm 91, I put on us right now your armor, and we live and pray in complete dependency upon you. And we pray in the spirit at all times and on all occasions. Amen. Oh, Lord, and we just want to say thank you. Bless Heavenly Father, to God be the glory. Lord, I ask that you open up the channels of our spirit right now that we can receive from you great and mighty, oh God. Let there be a great pouring in this morning. Oh, Lord, fill these your temples with as much Shekinah glory as possible. And we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name, Lord. Father God, we pray let there be an open heaven on today, oh God, that you pour out blessings upon the life of your children, that we won't have room enough to receive, that others will be blessed by the overflow. We thank you for the overflow. We decree and declare the victory belongs to Jesus. Because we belong to Jesus, we have the victory. Father God, I ask in Jesus' name. I ask you to deliver us where we are blind, wretched, naked, and poor. I ask for your help this morning, oh God. I ask for the help of your daughter, hallelujah. Sean, oh God, your daughter Shavante, your daughter Twan, your daughter, hallelujah, Angela, your daughter Takara, oh God, your daughter Kara, your son Learn Green, Junior, amen, your son Dorsey Manning, oh God, hallelujah. Right now, Father God, all that we love and concerned about, oh God, Lord, I ask for your help. And I thank you for your ever-present help, and, hallelujah, the help that's on the way. Hallelujah. We release all things into your hands and we commit ourselves unto you. Trust you, Lord God, in all things, for all things. We ask you to help us not to be the accuser of the brethren, but to teach others in gentleness, to be a help in season, to edify, to exhort, and comfort others. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare by your power that you are helping and causing us to be bold, dauntless, fearless, confident, amen, intrepid, valiant, steadfast, faithful, true, and loyal. For your name's sake, and we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, we know all good things coming from you, and we just want to say thank you. Lord, forgive us and help us to follow your direction. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We ask you to lead us in paths of righteousness for your name's sake. We bless you, we praise you, we worship you, and we commit all that we are to you, that your perfect will be done through us. Amen. We ask that you help us to cease from our own labors, and we do so by faith. We ask that you cause us to enter your rest now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we receive that right now. We ask you to release our warring and ministering angels to minister and warn our behalf. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you. We uproot right now every seed in our life that's been planted by the enemy to destroy us, to kill us, to rob us. Right now, we uproot that seed with all its roots and tentacles right now, and we destroy it, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we plant the seeds of righteousness, amen. We plant the seeds of blessing and favor. We plant the seeds of healing and deliverance. We plant the seeds of joy, peace, and happiness in the name of Jesus Christ. We plant the seeds of prosperity, amen. We plant the seeds of abundance, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we ask, oh God, as we want it by faith this morning, Lord, that you give the increase. For your word says that, hallelujah, one planted, one water. But you, Lord God, give the increase. So Lord, we just want to say thank you for the increase of thy goodness, the increase of thy favor, the increase of thy way, the increase of thy knowledge and wisdom, oh God. We thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless your holy name, Father God. For your word said, it's you, Father God, that gives seed to the sower. So, Lord, we thank you that you've blessed our hands. You've blessed our storehouse, oh God. We decree and declare there shall be no lack of your goodness in our life. We decree and declare, amen, hallelujah, that you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. And that our well runneth over, amen. That our well will never run dry because it's you, Father God, that provides and all is in your hand, amen. That we can rest in know, God, hallelujah, that it is done in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We live in faith, and we just want to say thank you for increasing our faith on today to receive the miracle that you have for us, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare that you are our shepherd, amen, and we shall not want. And we drink of a cup of the blessing of the Lord. We decree and declare with all faith, amen, that goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And we thank you for it, Lord. Oh, Lord, we thank you for your word this morning, for your word is true. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh Lord, that we can come ask, oh God, for wisdom, oh God, your word said, if there's anyone that lack, oh God, all we have to do is come and ask. And we ask, oh, today, let us receive divine revelation and knowledge and wisdom and understanding of your word that we can apply to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let your word take root in me and graft in us on our heart and mind, oh God, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you'll keep us in perfect peace. And we thank you for it, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. Father God, I ask in Jesus' name that you bless us and those in our family. Hallelujah. And those of us that are traveling on the road this morning or will be traveling with traveling grace and mercies, oh Lord, bless us in our going and coming, oh God. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we ask, oh God, that you be our God and our river God. Oh Lord, that you send your angels before us, oh God, preparing the way, making every crooked path straight. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, order our steps. And we just want to say thank you for order steps on today. And Lord, we pray that you will order the steps of those in our family, oh God, and all that we love and concerned about. And we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every vehicle or form of transportation that we may take on today of those in our family. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over our homes, all that's in it, over our family members and loved ones right now. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building a place, everywhere our feet may tread or our head may lay. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us. And wherever the blood of Jesus Christ is, the enemy cannot come near. And we thank you for it, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Help on today. Help on today. Help your children to receive. Oh, Lord, help them. Help us all to come out of darkness right now. If any one of us, or anyone in our family is operating in darkness, Lord. Oh, Lord, let us come into the light this day. Give us the strength. Be our strength to walk in the light. And we thank you for it, Lord. We bless your holy name. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We are blessed. Hallelujah. And that all things are working together for the good of our life, for our Heavenly Father has divinely intervened and turned it all around for our good. And we are blessed, and we are going from glory to glory, to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home. And we thank you for, Lord, that we can decree and declare right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we are the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath, and we don't owe anyone anything but to love them. We are the righteousness of God. Amen. We are children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the Word of God. We are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. If you have life, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. You got a reason to praise him this morning. Come on, come on, come on. Yes, enter in, Lord, and just thank God right now. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes. Trust in God to keep you through the day. Amen. All the days of your life. Amen. If you come to be changed, just shout glory. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, do a new work in me right now, God. Yes, Lord, we just want to say thank you that we can decree and declare it is done. Amen. We are saved. Amen. Amen. We are redeemed. Hallelujah. We are healed. We are made whole. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. And welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning. As we enter into day 25. February 25th, amen. Glory to the Most High God. I decree and declare we're going stronger and stronger, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. It is our last weekend on the line, amen. Those of you who have been on the line of these 28 days, I just thank God for you, your commitment to be in position. I pray for divine order and divine positioning for our life, amen, and that God will just continue to guide us and direct us in the way that he will have us to go, that we will get out the way and truly let God have his way. Let his will be done, amen. Hallelujah. Through the cough and everything that ate the pain, amen, we have stayed the course. And I just thank God for it. I'm just so grateful. Amen and amen. At this time, I'm going to call your name. You want to know how you're doing this morning, as we do every morning. If it's your first time on the line with us, we first we pray, and then we come in, and then we welcome each other and, you know, check on each other. And then we have our scripture, and then we have our prayer petition, and I close it out in a prayer, amen, and release the pastor's blessing, amen. Hallelujah. So let's start with our sister, Sean. God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this morning? Yes, Lord. Sister Sean. Now, I believe that's Sean's number. Hallelujah. Sean, are you on the line? God bless you. Welcome. Okay, maybe that's not her number. Yeah, bless her number. Sister Sean, are you there? God bless you. Welcome. Okay, I'm not sure if she's there. She has a number on there, but all righty. Sister Shavante, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this morning? Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Okay, you can't hear me. Okay, okay. Mm-hmm. Sister Shavante, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this morning? All righty. All right. All right, Twan, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm doing good. I'm blessed. I woke up this morning and I got my health, so I'm good.
Amen. God bless you. I thank God for you. It's so good to have you on the line this morning. I just pray that God just continue to increase you in his goodness and favor, and God's hand of protection be around you and your family, and that the joy of the Lord be your strength. Amen. All
yes,
the days
amen.
Of your life, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Angela, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this morning? I'm sorry, having a hard time hearing you. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay, that's better.
Can you hear me?
How you doing this morning? Uh-huh.
I'm good. I'm sorry about that. Good morning. I'm doing pretty good. Thank you. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, too. We thank God for you. It's so good to have you on the line this morning. When I saw you pop in, I said, all right, she made it. Hallelujah. So I pray that God will just continue to bless you. I pray for divine position and order for your life. Amen. I pray that you will surrender over even more, the more, the more, the more you seek God more, the more God will reveal himself to you. Amen. That you'll be able to discern God's voice. And, hallelujah. And that of a strange voice. Amen. Hallelujah. And we just thank God for you. It's so good to have you on the line. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Now, I'll call Sister Sean and Shavante again. Let's see. Maybe it was their phone. Sister Sean, are you there?
I am. I'm sorry. I'm working, so I'm kind of moving around.
Okay, okay. I just wanted to make sure. I don't like to leave nobody behind, and I got to make sure I hear your voice. So thank you for opening up the line. God bless you. We thank God for you this morning. Glad to have you on the line. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. I know it's tax season. Lord, have mercy.
No, I'm. I got a sale today. I'm selling my.
Yes, you're having a sale early.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I got people calling early.
Oh yeah, this is too early for nobody for people to be calling. It's too early.
I got people coming from out of town.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get this stuff out.
Okay, I don't know what you said. The line breaking a bit over there. But God bless you. I pray, you know, we pray it be very successful for you and prosperous in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sister Shavante, God bless you. Welcome. Are you there? Sister Shavante. Okay, okay. All righty. Well, we're just going to move right along. Amen. Pray all is well with you, Sister Shavante, if you can hear us because we can't hear you. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, so today our scripture is going to come out the book of Matthew, chapter 16, verse 22 through 28. That's Matthew chapter 16, verse 22 through 28. Hallelujah, hallelujah. My Lord, my God. I'm doing good this morning. I must let you know. I forgot to let y'all know how I'm doing this morning. I'm doing good, and I'm just grateful, grateful to be here. Amen. So today we're coming out the book of Matthew, chapter 16, verse 20 through 28. When you have it, say amen. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Oh, that's Matthew chapter 16, verse 22 through 28. When you have it, please say amen.
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 Thank you. God bless you. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. All right. We're gonna read. I just wanna I was trying to research Javante and find out everything, all right? I see she's on the line, but I don't hear. Amen. The Bible says, I'm coming out the New King James Version of Matthew chapter 16, verse 22 through 28. The Bible says, then Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, far be it from you, Lord. This shall not happen to you. But he turned and said to Peter, get behind me, Satan. You are an offense to me, for you are not mindful of the things of God, but the things of men. Verse 24 says, then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Verse 25 says, for whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Verse 26 says, for what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? Verse 27 says, for the Son of Man will come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he will reward each according to his works. Verse 28 says, as surely I say to you, there are some standing here who shall not taste death till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. My Lord, my God. Amen. My Lord, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Here in the Bible, we look at these scriptures. Peter, Jesus' friend and devoted follower, who had just eloquently proclaimed Jesus' true identity, sought to protect him from the suffering he prophesied. But if Jesus hadn't suffered and died, Peter and we would have died in his sins. Great temptations can come from those who love us and seek to protect us. Be cautious of advice from a friend who says, surely God doesn't want you to face this. Often our most difficult temptations come from those who are only trying to protect us from discomfort. In verse 23 here, we look at scripture, in his wilderness temptation, Jesus heard the message that he could achieve greatness without dying. Here he heard the same message from Peter. Peter had just recognized Jesus as Messiah. Here, however, he forsook God's perspective and evaluated the situation from a human perspective. See, Satan is always trying to get us to leave God out of the picture. Jesus rebuked Peter for his attitude. When Jesus used this picture in verse 24 of his followers taking up their cross to follow him, the disciples knew what he meant. Crucifixion was a common Roman method of execution and condemned criminals, and they had to carry their crosses through the streets to the execution site. So following Jesus, therefore, meant a true commitment to the risk of death and not turning back. When we look at verse 25, the possibility of losing their lives was very real for the disciples as well as for Jesus. See, real discipleship implies real commitment, pledging our whole existence to his service. If we try to save our physical life from death, pain, or discomfort, we may risk losing our true eternal life. If we protect ourselves from pain, we begin to die spiritually and emotionally. See, our lives turn inward, and hallelujah, we lose our intended purpose. Amen. So when we give our lives in service to Christ, however, we discover the real purpose of living. My Lord, my God, I pray that we get this morning. In verse 26, it says, I'll read it again here. For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? I want us to understand, when we don't know Christ, we make choices as though this life were all that we have. But in reality, this life is just an introduction to eternity. How we live this brief span, however, determines our eternal state. What we accumulate on earth has no value in purchasing eternal life. See, even the highest social or civic honors cannot earn us entrance into heaven. So we evaluate all the happenings from an eternal perspective, and you will find your values and decisions changing. See, Jesus Christ has been given the authority to judge all the earth. See, although his judgment is already working in our lives, there is a future, a final judgment when Christ returns, and everyone's life is reviewed and evaluated. This will not be confined to unbelievers. Christians, hallelujah, I want us to understand, Christians too will face a judgment. Their eternal destiny is secure, but Jesus will look at how they handle gifts, opportunities, and responsibilities in order to determine their heavenly rewards. See, at the time of judgment, God will deliver the righteous and condemn the wicked. We should not judge others' salvation. That is God's work. In verse 28, as I wrap up here in Scripture, assuredly I say to you, the Bible says, there are some standing here who shall not taste death till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. Because all his disciples died before Christ returned, many believe that Jesus' words were fulfilled at the transfiguration when Peter, James, and John saw his glory. Others say, this statement refers to Pentecost and the beginning of Christ's church. In either case, certain disciples were eyewitnesses to the power and glory of Christ's kingdom. I pray today that God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his word. It is my prayer that we all be the doers of the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Amen. At this time, we're going to have our prayer petition. Hallelujah. If you have a prayer petition, we'd love to pray with you on today and touch and agree. Amen. All that you will petition in prayer this morning for you and your family. If you don't have a prayer petition, just say amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. We're going to start with our sisters, Sean. God bless you. Go ahead.
I pray for
Sister Shana.
I pray for a peaceful, prosperous day.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you as we touch and agree this morning with your daughter. Oh, Lord, as she is, hallelujah, as she is petitioned, oh God, your peace, oh God, to reign over her day, oh God, to reign over her life and everything that she's concerned about. Let peace come and be still, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask that you prosper on every side, oh God, amen. Oh, Lord, that you would prosper her way, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Lord, we pray that your hedge of protection be around her and her family and all that she loved or concerned about. Lord, I pray, oh God, that she would seek you more, oh God, amen, that she would thirst after righteousness all the days of her life, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, I pray that you will be her strength always, amen, that you will guide her and instruct her in the way that you will have her to go, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, I pray that you will send a help, oh God, those that you have hallelujah appointed for her life, oh God, to truly bless her, to truly be a help, oh God, to show her the love of Christ, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. We come against every attack of Satan and his agents right now that's been set up to destroy this day, amen, concerning her or her family. We decree and declare, hallelujah, the works of the enemy to be destroyed right now, and we decree and declare victory, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh Lord, let joy come and overtake your daughter right now, unspeakable joy, make it become contagious, oh God, stir it up in her right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Father God, that anyone that she's around today, that they will catch, hallelujah, the joy that you've given your daughter, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name, Father God, and we decree and declare with all faith that it is so, and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you, Sister Sharon. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen, Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Sister Shavante, God bless you. Are you there? Sister Shavante? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Twan, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, my prayer petition this morning is to, I pray that I can find peace in being obedient. I want the spirit of peace as I follow the will that God has on my life. And I just hope to find peace in the hard times when things get hard. And so I also want to pray that prayer for my daughter as well, because I could recognize that she may be going through the same thing physically, but I'm going through it spiritually. So I pray that prayer for her as well.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. We come into agreement right now. Amen. The Bible tells us in the book of Deuteronomy, in obedience is cursing, in obedience is blessing, in disobedience is cursing. So we thank God for the spirit of obedience. I pray that the spirit of obedience will rest upon you and in you and guide you and lead you and direct you and instruct you. Amen. And wisdom come. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you as we come, oh God, touching and agreeing with your daughter this day. We decree and declare, oh God, all that she's petitioned by faith for her life and the life of her daughter, oh God. Oh Lord, let it be done in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, oh God. Lord, I pray, oh God, that you would teach her wisdom way and lead her in straight paths, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare the, hallelujah, the Lord's wisdom will save your life, amen. I pray, oh God, right now that your daughter have an understanding heart that is enshrined in wisdom, amen, that she will operate with the spirit of obedience, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, let her know the way of peace, amen. May the God of peace be with you right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. May the Lord of peace be with your daughter, amen. May the Lord of peace be in your home, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, hallelujah, let mercy, peace, and love be multiplied to your daughter, Twan, amen, and all that she loves and concerned about. Let peace come to her right now in our household and all that she have, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. I bind your will to the will of God, amen, that God's will be done in your life, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that you will truly be blessed, amen, that your steps be ordered by God. Oh, Lord, order her steps, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, instruct in the way that you have for the goal, God. Our Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, let peace be in her walls and prosperity within her palaces. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. You are not the author of confusion, but of peace. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Let our household be counted worthy so that your peace will come upon it. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for your peace. Lord, I pray that her ways be pleasing to you so that you will make even her enemies be at peace with her. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. I come against every attack the enemy is sending against your mind. I pray that your thoughts be pure, righteous, and holy unto God all the days of your life. I put the blood of Jesus Christ over your mind right now. Over the mind of your daughter, over the mind of your husband, over the mind of your other child, amen. And I decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers your mind, your thoughts, amen. It purifies, sanctifies, and makes it new. And we just want to say thank you, oh God, for the new mindset for your daughter, for the new mindset, oh God, of her husband, for a new mindset of her children, amen. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. And we decree and declare by faith that it is so and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus' name today. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
You.
Glory amen. To God. God bless you. We love you. We thank God for you.
Love you. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Love you, too. God bless you. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Cousin Angela, God bless you. Go ahead.
Good morning again. I just want to thank God for a vision, just helping, guiding me and see the things that I need to know and I need to do. And it's continuing to keep me on the right path. pray for my family and bless me to be able to help others. Because I like doing that. So just pray for me just to continue doing right and right things and help my family. Thank you.
Hey, man. Hey, man. It was a little bit breaky there, choppy. I don't know if it's your phone over here.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that's okay. I just want to make sure that we hear. God hears all, knows all. And we just thank God for you this morning, Lord. Father God, all that your daughters petitioned this morning, Lord, we know that you're all seeing. Hallelujah. All hearing everywhere, God. Lord, there's nothing that you cannot do, oh God. So, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name as we come this morning on one accord with your daughter, all that she petitioned, oh God. We pray, oh God, according to thy will, oh God, that you would move mighty in her life, oh God, that you would continue to be her strength, continue to be her way, continue to be her truth, continue to be her life, oh God, as she seek you more, oh God, that you would pour even the more into her, oh God, that you reveal even more to her in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, hallelujah, she cry out this day, oh God, to do the work, oh God, that you called her to do. Oh God, let your will be done in her life, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that you would lead her down the path of righteousness, oh God, that she would hunger after righteousness all the days of her life, and that she would pursue it day in and day out, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Oh Lord, help, oh God, to continue to stand, hallelujah, in the position that you're calling, oh God, to be a help, to serve, oh God, because you called us to serve, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So Lord, I pray that there be a great pouring in, oh God, that she would have the strength that cometh from you, oh God, to keep on keeping on in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, to be a blessing to all that you come in contact with, oh God. And Lord, I just want to say thank you. Oh Lord, let the spirit of obedience operate in her, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, as she humble herself under your mighty hand, oh God. Oh Lord, deliver, oh God, from the wicked ones. Anything and anyone that seeks to do her evil, oh God, let it be destroyed right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let peace reign in her life, oh God. Hallelujah. Let joy overtake her, amen, and all that's in her home. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I decree and declare you to be a blessing to your family, amen, and all that you come in contact with, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father. We bless your holy name. Hallelujah. I decree and declare the joy of the Lord is your strength, amen, and that God, hallelujah, hallelujah, and that you will trust God for the more. That you'll trust God for the more, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, what I pray, promise, amen, that you help your daughter, God, that you said, oh God, every blessing that you, hallelujah, that you have said that you are giving to your daughter this day, this week, this month, this year, oh God. Let it come to her, God, with no delay, oh God. Lord, bless her womb, oh God, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, bless her, hallelujah. Bless her eyes to see, oh God, and to receive her husband, oh God. Lord, I pray for divine positioning, that, hallelujah, that you will position her to receive, hallelujah, the one that you ordained for her life, oh God, the one that you anointed, oh God, for your daughter, hallelujah, to be her husband, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord, that you will bless her womb, oh God, with the child that she's been praying for, the husband, oh God, that she's wanting, oh God. Let this be the set time, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, and remove every delay, oh God, amen. Remove every stumbling block to our blessing, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, remove any attitude, oh God, hallelujah, that's keeping her husband away, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, change her attitude, oh God. Change her way of thinking, oh God. Change her desires, oh God, that she will seek you, knowing that way that she's seeking first your kingdom and all your righteousness, all that she needs have come, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So, Lord, we just want to say thank you for a husband. Thank you for a child, amen. Thank you that she blessed her womb, oh God, that you're able to do all things but fail, amen. Well, hallelujah, your word says with man it's impossible, but with you, Lord God, all things are possible. Lord, that you're able to turn it around for us. So, Lord, I pray right now that you will divinely intervene, hallelujah, in her life and turn it all around for her good, amen. Everything that the enemy has sent out, oh God, for evil, Lord, turn it around for her good. Every curse that the enemy has sent away, oh God, we decree and declare because you're God and God alone. Hallelujah, to turn it around to be a blessing to your daughter. And we just want to say thank you for it. We bless your holy name, Father God, and we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over you right now. We decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers you, amen, protects you, it redeems you, it makes all things new. I decree and declare that the power of the Holy Ghost, amen, you will not be denied, amen, no more delays, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, no counterfeits, no substitutes. You shall receive what God says is yours, amen, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. You're full into the kingdom of God, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, I pray for an open heaven of the life of your Lord. Bless her with a heavenly blessing that all will see and know that it came from you, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. I decree and declare victory. Victory over your life.
Amen.
And Lord, we just want to say thank you for the victory. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for your answers. Amen and amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, Lord, we bless your name, God. It is so. It is so. When you cry out, God hears your cries. He just wants you to seek him even more. Amen. He wants you to have that decision. You have to have it made up tonight that I'm going to follow you. I'm not going to look back. I'm not going to turn to the left. I'm not going to turn to the right. And he knows you can't do it by yourself. But when you call upon him, amen, and ask God, Lord, help me, he will help.
Amen.
He will help. And he sends help. We got to understand that God works through people. He uses us, amen, to be a help. Don't turn your help away. Come out of yourself. And I'm speaking to everybody that's on the line. We have to come out of self. A lot of times people, we in Christ and go, I don't do people. I just can't be. That's not the way of thinking. That does not come from the kingdom of God. That comes from the kingdom of Satan. He wants you to do that. He wants you to receive that. And many of us have received that. But I want you to understand, God works through people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Give it all over to him. Let's give it all over to him. How about that? Receive the peace that the Lord gives. Give it all over to him. Give it all over to him. This morning I'll share something with you all before I go. I'll see if Sister Shavante, if her line is open again. But this morning I got a little beep on my phone from my bank account, and I was expecting a bonus to come through, and the supervisor told me it was going to be this. And it was not that. It was, what I tell you, it was supposed to be $4,500. It was only $100 and something. And I'm like, and I had to make a decision. Either I was going to dwell on that and think about it, like, wait a minute now. Ain't nothing I can do about that for Monday and find out what mistake they made, right? But I'm like, I think you have a decision of just how you're going to feel. You can either decide, okay, I'm going to let this bother me, or I'm going to decide, you know what, I'm not going to give it no more. Okay, it is what it is. Thank you, Lord, for the day. You know, we just have, we got to understand, we have that kind of power, you know, to give into that thing or to say, oh, no, I'm not going to let that trouble. I'm not going to worry that. Oh, the enemy tried, but he's been denied. Amen? See, and that's the work of the enemy, to try to get us to speak those things, to say those things, to keep us in that place of confusion, to keep us in that place of fear and worry and doubt, you know, and anxiety and all that. But you have power. You have a powerful mind. And when you speak it, and you can speak out your mouth, how powerful it is, and plant that seed. No, I'm already victorious. I'm already blessed. God has already made the way. I received my increase of this little bit that was given. God about to increase it. Amen. In the name of Jesus, I'm grateful for the little bit, because I know that God can take the little bit, hallelujah, command an increase on it and make it more than enough. Amen. And that little bit can keep on supplying over and over and over and over again. My Lord, my God. Ooh, Lord. When it looked like it's about to run out, don't you know God to be a provider? When it looked like it's getting to the end, God will pour right back in. Every time it looks like I'm about to run out, God will pour back in some more, pour back in some more. But you got to decree and declare over your life. Ever since I decree and declare over my life that my well never run dry, that God is my provider, that my well has not ran dry. Though it looks like it's getting low, God will refill that thing again. Amen. Hallelujah. Seek God first. Seek God first. I wasn't even expecting a thing to be into money. Then here come the enemy trying to ding my account to discourage me. He wasn't supposed to be to the 27th. And here go a ding. I'm like, wait a minute. But glory to God, I just wanted to share that so that you know you have a choice to feel how you want to feel about any situation in your life. When it comes, you can be angry or you can rejoice in it. Okay. And people looking at you going, why are you happy? They just told you this. You just lost that. Why are you smiling left? Why are you rejoicing? Why are you praising God? I have a choice. Hallelujah. That's free will. That's right.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Sister Shavante, I don't know if your line is unmuted. Can you hear us now?
Yes, I'm muted. Yes, ma'am.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. I've been on here since 5 o'clock. I was like, I couldn't unmute my phone for nothing. It had froze again. I couldn't text you. I couldn't hang up. I couldn't do nothing. I was like, Lord, I'm going to have to wait till the line hung up. So I was appreciative of you hanging me up. I was not mad.
Yeah, so I hung your line up because I was going to, because you know, when you call your phone, it goes straight to voicemail. Mm-hmm. Remember when you try to call, you on the phone. So I said, let me hang her line up, and then I'm going to call her on my other phone and then have, and then see, you know, what's going on.
But next time, if it's like that, just know that if it's like that next time, then my mute might not be able to come off. So that's what happened. I couldn't touch no buttons or nothing. So
when it hung you up, you were able to call back in and be able to be unmuted, right?
Uh-huh. Yep, that's why I've been unmuted. But good morning.
Good morning. You have a prayer petition this morning as we get ready to wrap up here?
You know, just the blessings of God, you know, just to continue. You know, I'm just believing in his will. I'm believing in, I'm walking in my expectations. But not only that, though, like you was just saying to these ladies, you know, our choice is our power. You know what I'm saying? And so when we choose to be, you know, do the right thing and think the right thing, you know, over what is so easy for us to do, you know. So I just pray for God's will just to continue on all of us. So.
Because
that's something for everybody, I know. Just like you were saying this morning, it's something for everybody to make a conscious decision what I'm going to be. Yeah.
Yes, and I touch and agree, and I say this to add to that. If I was in a situation where I could have chosen to be heard about it. You know, if those of us that are married understand in your marriage some things your husband can do and say that can be very hurtful. And I was in a situation where it was a very hurtful situation. And I started to go hurt, and then I said, you know what? Nah, I'm just going to be joyful. I'm going to keep my peace. I don't want to be hurt. I'm not going to receive hurt. And guess what?
Right.
It couldn't stay because I didn't receive it. I was like, no. Just like when I was about to go into hurt, I said, nah.
Right.
I'm going to choose peace and joy. Let me go and give me some peace and put my peace.
That's right. That's right, though. That's it.
You know, the person
that's
I'm looking
at, powerful.
Oh, that didn't break you down. I thought you was hurt. Looked like you was gonna be hurt. Looked like I was, but I made a choice not to receive it. I made a choice. I'm gonna keep my joy. I'm gonna keep my peace. You know what? I'm gonna joy to say that the Lord has given me. Amen. Because and you got that kind of power. You got that kind of power. Amen. So let us just touch and agree with our sister this morning. Lord, we just want to thank you for the life and the strength of your daughter.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, oh God, that you're with her, Lord. We thank you, oh God, that your hand is upon our life, oh God. It is you that guide and direct her. Lord, I pray, oh God, that thy will be done in her life, oh God. Oh, Lord, hallelujah, the blessing of heaven will come down, oh God, and overtake her. Amen.
Lord,
in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name, oh God, as you do your will, oh God. Lord, if you keep your covenant and mercy, hallelujah, your word says that you keep your covenant and mercy with those who love you and keep your commandments, oh God, as your daughter, Lord God, keeps your commandments, oh God, that you've called her to do in this life to walk, oh God, that you would truly bless her, amen, and those in our house in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, you bless those who obey your voice and keep your covenant, oh God. Lord, hallelujah, she take hold of your covenant through your death and sacrifice. Lord, I decree and declare, hallelujah, as we choose blessing on today, oh God, that those blessings will overtake your daughter's life, amen, that they will run her down, oh God, and hold on to her, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. That your blessings come upon her life and overtake her, God, and all that she loves and concerned about in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let her be blessed in the city and blessed in the field. Let her be blessed going out, blessed coming back in. Let her be blessed when she lie down and get back up again, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let the fruit of her body be blessed, oh God, and let all the fruit of her labor be blessed, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let her basket and store be blessed, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. It is you, oh God, that hallelujah, the answer, blessing, and making rich. situation. Add no sorrow in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I ask you to open unto your daughter the good treasure and let heaven's rain fall upon her life and bless the work of her hand. Amen. Let her land, oh God, hallelujah, be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I decree and declare that you shall not, hallelujah, borrow but lend. Amen. For God has made you a lender, not a borrower. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, you're the head and not the tail. You don't talk and not beneath. Amen. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Lord. I decree and declare that you're according to Deuteronomy 28:9 that you're established as a holy person unto the Lord our God. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, let the enemies of our soul flee before in seven ways. And we thank you. And we decree and declare it is so, and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. I'm so glad you came out for you. I was not going to be able to continue with the call unless I heard your voice on the call. I could see you, but I need to hear you. I said, thank you.
I had to be here. I'm holding on. Yes, ma'am.
Hold on. We got three more days on this 5 o'clock, and I'm telling y'all gonna miss it. Y'all gonna miss it. You know, when you can, you know, get used to having something, it's just a blessing. You just don't understand. God has truly blessed us with this prayer line, this line that we can come to. Amen. These 28 days, it's a blessing. It's a blessing. It ain't about somebody trying to look better than the other, sound better. It's a blessing that we come on one accord and we receive from our Father, because it's not something that I call to do. This is what God has called me to do, and he's given me the strength to do it. It's a blessing. It's not me just doing something, just doing church. This is what God has called me to do. Every new year, people do the same thing. They just have an order of doing things, and it's okay to have order, but they're just doing things with no power. They're just doing things that God
wants.
This is what they used to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's that religious stuff. And when God truly called it, that's a mighty move. Amen. Come on. We just get caught up in that system of things, you know, that operational system of things of how church works, but nobody gets God. That's why people be hurt by the church. And so we just have to I'm just telling you, you really truly have to try the spirit. I'm telling you, because people are bragging about what church they go to because, you know, people are fixed on being famous. They won't be famous. They go to a famous church, and they brag like, oh, I go to so-and-so. And, you know, everybody over there, they drive a Benz or a Jaguar or something. And, you know, they got money over there. That's where people with money go.
And they want to hide.
Come on. I'm not here to talk about nobody, but to speak the truth, okay? And I just pray, you know, the truth set us all free when God called us. And I said, I like to say, that we're blessed to be here at 5 in the morning. And I'm so blessed, and I just thank God for the opportunity. And it's my prayer this morning, my prayer petition, that God will just continue to open up the doors of blessing. I pray that we just walk in those doors, amen, that we don't miss the door. We don't miss the door of blessings, amen, hallelujah, because sometimes we can miss it because we be in our own way, you know, and we be stagnant in those things because we be so busy with the worldly things. And I just pray that we not be tempted. You know, God will give us the strength, amen, that we not be tempted by the world of things or position of people, conversation of this world. And we don't have to have what everybody else have, because a lot of people are dealing with depression because they're looking at what everybody else have and why I can't have it and why my marriage ain't like that and why my kids ain't like this and why I ain't got this degree and why this ain't happening for me. Stop stressing yourself out. Know who you are and whose you are. And I hope that helps somebody on today. You are beautiful. You are wonderfully made by God. God loves you. And that's all that matters. Seek God. Do what God has called you to do. That all, honestly, that is all that matters in the end, because the end of this will come. Hallelujah. Don't be caught up in, you know, just trying to accumulate things of this world, because a lot of times we get caught up working so hard, working all these hours to get more money, to get more things, to get a bigger house. Do you need a bigger house? To get another car. Do you need another car? So you know what I'm saying? We're just working to get things, and we're not seeking God, and we need to take that time. Take the time. Amen. God bless you. There are many people that have money, but they're sick, and they can't do nothing with the money. They can't get out and walk. They can't enjoy life. So you can have all the money and things. I'm here to tell you, but if you have God, you have everything you need. So it's my prayer that we will seek you first, the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. God bless you all. That is my petition this morning as I pray for my husband and my family and your family this morning. I thank God. We're going to pray as we wrap up here. I just pray as a blessing. Amen. Just pray as a blessing. Nothing too long. But I just want us all to be blessed and know that we are blessed. Amen. And God has a blessing with our name on it. And it's designed for you. Amen. Especially designed for you. This blessing is specially designed for you. Amen. If you can receive that for yourself. It may be open up to you right now in the name of Jesus. So let us pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. Lord, as we come this morning, we thank you, Lord God, it's you that have kept it, Lord God, it's you that has your hand upon our life, oh Lord. And Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that every prayer petition that went forth this morning, oh God, every prayer that was prayed and not prayed this morning, oh God, oh Lord, we pray for answered prayers. And we thank you, oh God, for releasing your warring angels to war against any spirits designed in the heavens to stop our prayers from being answered. We decree and declare your goodness right now, amen. We decree and declare your blessing upon our life right now. Oh, Father God, as we come to your holy mountain, let the blessings of Zion be upon our lives. Lord, we come to Zion this morning. Lord, command your blessing even life forevermore, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let your presence be upon our life continually, and let your blessings be continue, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, by faith we receive the blessing and favor of Zion, amen. There's no mountain as holy as Zion. We ascend and dwell in your holy hill. Zion is your habitation. Oh Lord, and we just want to say thank you. We will dwell and live where you are and enjoy your blessing, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let every let everlasting joy be upon our head. For we've come to Zion this morning, amen. Let gladness and joy overtake our lives, amen. Let sorrow and sadness flee away right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let us sing in the height of Zion, and the goodness of the Lord shall flow over us, amen. Let our soul be like a water garden, so that we will sorrow no more in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the dew of Hermon descend of hallelujah and fall upon our life and those in our family. We've come to the top of Ammon and Sinner. Release the blessing of the mountain upon our lives, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare we will be satisfied with your abundance and sharing and acre, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we will clap our hands and praise you. We will rejoice like the trees of Lebanon, that even our clothes be scented like the cedars of Lebanon, that the streams of Lebanon flow into our life, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare through Christ Jesus, we redeem from the curse, help, and hallelujah, and our acre has turned into a blessing, amen. Let the blessing of acre be upon our life. We will lie down and rest in the valley of acre. We will live in the valley of blessing and enjoy the blessing of acre in the name of Jesus Christ. You have brought us to your valley, O Lord, your valley of blessing, and we will enjoy the peace and prosperity of acre, amen. You are a shepherd and we shall not want, amen. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Let us flourish like the palm tree. Let us grow like the cedars of Lebanon, amen. Let every area of our life grow like the lily, amen. We receive the fullness of Carmel and the blessing and prosperity of the kingdom, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we give therefore, hallelujah, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, therefore, give us richly all things to enjoy, amen. We will bring our offering come into your courts, oh God. Let our prayers, hallelujah, and hallelujah, giving come to you, oh God, as a memorial before you in the name of Jesus Christ. We will minister to you, oh Lord. We will have something in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, give us power to get wealth. Lord, we are give, oh God, let wealth and riches be in our house, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, your blessing makes richer, and you add no sorrow, God. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, bless with enough to eat with plenty left over, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, let us prosper like Daniel, amen. Let us, hallelujah, let every journey we take, oh God, be prosperous. In the name of Jesus Christ, let every good seed we plant prosper, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, bless and increase like you did Abraham, our father, amen. My Lord, my God, Lord, send your angel and prosper our way. Lord, be with us and let us be a prosperous people, amen. Let us have wisdom and prosperity. Lord, of God of heaven, amen. Prosper us, oh God. Oh, Lord, take pleasure in our prosperity. Lord, send prosperity in our lives, amen. Let peace and prosperity be within our our homes. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, you've called us to make our ways prosper. Amen. Lord, rule and reign over our life with prosperity. Lord, procure your goodness and prosperity in our lives. Lord, bless us and let us not forget prosperity. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, Lord, let us prosper like Abraham. We just want to say thank you. Lord, you are El Shaddai, the God of more than enough. Lord, give us everything we need to fulfill our destiny, and let us have more than we need. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, Lord, you became poor that through your poverty we may be richer, and we receive it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Lord, let us, hallelujah, Lord, let us not lack any good thing, for we delight ourselves in you. Lord, give us the desires of our heart, for we seek you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name. Command your blessing, even life, hallelujah, forevermore for those in our family, okay? All that we love and concerned about. Lord, multiply your grace in our lives and let us abound in every good work. Lord, let us have abundance and not scarceness. Amen. Lord, let there be no holes in our bags. Amen. Let the windows of heaven be open of our lives and pour out a blessing that we don't have room enough to receive. Lord, rebuke the devourer for our sake, oh Lord. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that you, Heavenly Father, prosper us and let us have abundance. We decree and declare that we will prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers. So we leave this line, oh God, never your presence. We thank you, oh God. It is you that goes before us, preparing the way. It is you that's our God and our real regard. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, let peace rest upon the life of your children, your daughter Shawn, your daughter Shabante, your daughter Torin, your daughter Angela, amen. Oh, Lord, for myself, oh, God, my family, and all that's in our home and all that we love, oh, God, let peace be still, let joy overtake us. And, Lord, I pray for restoration right now, God. Lord, that you restore everything that the enemy has taken away better than it was taken. Let us receive it back, hallelujah. Let us receive it back greater, better. And we just want to say thank you for restoration. Restore our health, our peace, our joy, our relationships, oh God. Our family. I pray for divine unity where the enemy has caused division. Oh Lord, let unity come and take place. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Where there's sadness and sorrow, let joy come and take its place. Where there's lack, oh God, let more than enough come and take its place. Where there's hate, oh God, let love come and take its place. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Where there's no understanding, oh God, let understanding come and take its place. Where there's lack of wisdom and knowledge, let wisdom and knowledge come and take its place. And we just want to say thank you, Lord, for your favor that's upon our life. We love you, Lord. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things with the cross and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. God bless you all.
Hallelujah.
If you have, at the time I call your name, if you have anything you'd like to say, please do so. If not, just say amen. Sister Shawn, God bless you. Go ahead. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God keep you, sister. Sister Shavante, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen.
Amen. Monique Thorne, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, amen.
Amen. Angela, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Lord, we thank you. I thank you, beautiful women, for your obedience to be on the line this morning. I know for some of us it may be a little struggle getting up early and, you know, be in the position. But I just thank God. I pray God will continue to be your strength and God for God's divine position and order and guidance for your lives. Amen. That you all truly be blessed. Hallelujah. We're back here on tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. Like I said, this is the last weekend that we're on the line. And Tuesday we'll wrap up. I believe Tuesday is the 28th. We'll be wrapping up here on the line, and I pray that you all be able to join us here. And I'm going to put Sister Cervante on the spot. Me and Sister Cervante on the line. That means she got to be on the line because I didn't put on the spot. And y'all join me and Sister Cervante on the line. these few days that's left on the line. So God bless you. At this time, I'm going to release the pastor's blessing. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you be set free at last from everything in your past that has tormented you, from everything that the prince of darkness has tried to place upon you. Cast your burdens at the base of the cross and walk away free today. Just cast it right now and walk away free. Don't look back. Don't go pick it up. Be free. For whom the Son is set free is free indeed. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. 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 Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory
that
to God. God bless you.
End.
God keep you.
Yeah.
Amen. Have a blessed day in the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank
Amen.
You. God bless you.
God bless you.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear you say what?
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing,
I wanna
yeah.
Hear you say,